a Nacho Radio podcast.
This is Dave Heller, the owner of the River Bandits. And if you like space fish, you'll love today's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. If you like actually really good food, come on down to the River Bandits, where we have the best food in the Quad Cities for the best prices and the biggest portions. Enjoy the show.
Yes, the portions. So ample. Looking forward to getting to quite a few River Bandits games, and I'm sure the River Bandits are looking forward to getting to some River Bandits games.
I would imagine they are.
Did I see you're playing in Peoria next? Cedar Rapids and then Peoria, is that right?
They are in Cedar Rapids tonight and tomorrow.
Okay.
And then the games that were going to be played against Kane County are going to be played in Peoria.
Okay.
Which I'm sure thrills the people who work in Peoria.
Wow, you know, I never thought of that angle.
Uh-huh. Those are my days off!
Oh, I never thought of that angle, but people work at these parks.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're making more money.
That's true.
But yeah, if you had plans.
Yeah.
It's my granddaughter's piano recital.
Uh-huh, right.
Too bad. Two teams that aren't from here are playing here.
She's first chair.
Well, get Don on the phone, for all I care.
Don!
On the phone. Okay.
I'm supposed to look at some pictures.
Yeah, so I... Yeah, people are probably a little bit put off that way.
Oh, I bet you'd be a real champ if you had to work the merch table for Burlington versus Kane County.
Although I don't know that that department would necessarily need to be open.
Right, because...
Why are you trying to sell stuff for teams that you have no interest in?
Well, they...
I know.
It'd be open.
I know.
Who are we going to sit here and kid each other?
I know.
You'd be working.
I know.
They'd find something for you to do.
That's true.
So I know it's been a challenge, but the river is receding.
It is.
And eventually home games will be played at home. Have they lowered those train tracks yet?
They're not going to lower the train tracks. The tracks are where they're going to be. It's a matter of bringing everything else up.
Oh, that's what they've done.
To my knowledge. Because then this way, if you flood again, you're already good to go. That's how the train company's thinking. It's like, oh, we need to have higher tracks. Let's have higher tracks.
Right.
That'll take care of next time too. The 500 flood, the 500 year flood that'll be here in 3 years.
Or later on this spring.
Well, we'll see.
Did you see the, there've been a couple of interesting base running decisions in the majors that I've really enjoyed. One just happened this afternoon where I don't know who the guy is for the Angels. He's running into second. And he's out by a mile. Baez puts a clean tag on him. And he's out by a mile.
And the
ump goes, safe. And this kid from the Angels gets up. He goes, no, I was out. And goes back to the dugout.
I'm not having any of this.
He's like, are you kidding me? I was out by a mile.
Did he just
Baez puts the tag?
Did he just make the wrong call?
His foot never goes on the bag.
Ah.
And the ump gets down and emphatically gives a safe sign.
Yes.
And this kid for the Angels is
just
like...
You're an idiot.
No. I'm not going to pretend that I'm even close to safe.
Because they're going
to
look
so
at this...
So Baez has to chase him down and tag him like, I do have to tag you.
So again.
You already tagged me. You and I both know it. That umpire is garbage. I was out. And you see him mouthing to the dugout like, I was out and this is ridiculous. Which, yeah. I think the way you're supposed to play the game is to go along with whatever the ump says... But honesty is the best policy. So I think this guy's going to get all kinds of kudos for doing the right thing.
Is that really true?
Honesty is usually the best policy. It depends. I guess it depends on what the dynamic is.
I just think it's a blanket statement that has been around for too long. That is not necessarily true.
Honesty is most often the best policy.
Well, yes, but that's not what that's not the same.
That's the honest truth, though.
That's not the same.
More often than not, it's just a lot easier to be honest. But
not always.
It's not always the best policy.
No.
I was reading an article.
Policy? We're talking policy?
I know how you were talking about, and you've talked about this plenty of times, whoever came up with the saying, the customer is always right.
Yes. False.
Oh, there was a thing online last week where... People were sharing.
They should have never started that, by the way.
Right.
They should have never put that in the people's head that the customer's always right. You're just asking for it.
Well, this one was a nurse, and the nurse asked him to do something, and he didn't feel he had to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was vital, and this nurse knows what she's doing.
Yes.
And she asked the patient to do something. He's like, I don't think I need to do that. And she was like, you absolutely do because of your symptoms. Mm-hmm. And he goes, well, the customer's always right.
Yeah.
And
and her response was?
She looked at him with dead eyes and said, no.
Right.
Like, you don't...
Yes, good for you.
You don't get to say that.
Good for you, sister.
Right. First of all, you're not a customer.
No.
You're a patient. And which one of us...
customer is not always right.
Right. Which one of us has experience? Who knows what we're talking? Customer is always right. These are stories that were shared on Twitter that I hope you'll get a kick out of. Because, again, this whole idea, whoever put this out there... that the customer is always right, has done a disservice to everyone.
Just, I mean, that's not the only thing. There are tons of misnomers out there that we live with, that we've lived with for years and years and years, that just aren't true.
Here are some stories on Twitter where the customer is always right, all right? They were asked to share on Twitter. They say the customer is always right. Tell me a story of a customer you've encountered that proves this motto spectacularly wrong.
Right.
Okay? Here's one. Mel says, I was a butcher, and someone called me up and asked me to break down a whole pig for her. I said, yeah, sure, that'll be like $45. She then asked to say, would it be okay if I film you on my phone so I won't have to pay for this in the future? I can just watch you do it, and then I'll learn.
I want to know how to do this. That doesn't sound horribly egregious, but I can understand the guy saying no.
Mm-hmm. This is the story I was trying to remember. While I
do you know how to cut up a chicken?
Like a real chicken?
Yes.
That's not already been butchered? No, yes. Absolutely not. Okay.
Yes, I can cut up a chicken.
Well, that's probably that's a good skill to have.
Well, I mean, you can save a little money, can't you, if you cut up your own chicken? I mean,
where are you getting these chickens from?
You get a whole chicken.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I'm not talking about slaughtering a chicken.
Like, do you take the feathers off and whatnot?
No.
Oh, so you get the whole chicken.
Just a whole chicken and cut it up.
I just put it on a beer can.
Well,
cook the whole damn thing. That's what I do.
Easy ways to do it.
While I worked in the emergency room, a patient once told the nurse the patient is always right, to which the nurse, an absolute icon, responded with no.
Mm-hmm.
This is one where it's a picture of an easy grill, okay? So it's a disposable instant grill. It's just basically a foil pan.
It's aluminum foil.
Right. Disposable instant grill, all-in-one, complete barbecue.
Yep.
Disposable means no mess, lights with one match, cooks for up to 1 hour.
One time at the tailgate, one time at the beach,
exactly.
Whatever it is.
Exactly. Well, on the cover, they have some kebabs to give you some idea of what you could put on it.
And they're thinking they should have...
Customer complained when they opened their barbecue and the food wasn't there. When I said the picture was just an indication of what you can cook on it, she said she had 4 more of them at home waiting in the freezer.
Well, you can still use them, but get them out of the freezer.
Customer tried to return a television that wasn't working. We pointed out the case and screen were cracked and covered in grass and mud. She'd thrown the television out the window. Also, we didn't sell that brand.
That's not our TV.
I'm a mortician. One day a family showed up with mom in the bed of their pickup truck and couldn't understand why they needed a doctor and a death certificate. They just wanted us to bury her, quote, as cheap as possible.
It all looks the same to her.
Right?
Yep.
Worked at a hotel for a while. Couple tries to check in. I couldn't find a record of their booking. Bafflement ensued. Mm-hmm. And obviously it's my fault that we've lost the booking.
Yes.
Then they realized that they showed up a day early. Customers.
Yeah.
Customers always right.
False.
Another one that works in a hotel. Guests came in to check out after staying for 3 days and complained about the room, saying that it was ridiculous he had to sleep on the couch and that a bed would have been nice.
Mm-hmm.
The living room was separate. He didn't walk into the bedroom.
Never got there.
Never realized there was a bedroom.
It's probably a pull-out bed anyway. Probably a hideaway.
And I got one more. I work as a banker. Customer railed at me because their debit card wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
I investigated and told them, sir, your account is an overdraft. He said, quote, I didn't ask you for my account balance, moron. I want to know why my goddamn debit card won't work. But see, the customer is always right.
False. Let's stop saying that sort of thing.
Gambling in a casino and watched a woman completely lose it on an attendant screaming, I've lost over $10 on this machine and it's paid nothing. Give me my money back. Ma'am, that's not how it works. Mm. Get me the manager. The customer is always right. You want me to be Santa Claus.
No, we just make people dangerous with these sayings.
Oh, I started talking about base running.
Yes.
And
there was what you
the
mentioned.
Play, the play today with the Cubs and Angels, which is wonderful.
And one of them.
And then last night, outfielder Teosco Hernandez
thrown out at first. Cubs played today?
Yes.
Did they win?
I don't remember what the score was. I'm sorry, buddy.
I just thought we'd do like a, you know, a little.
I just had it on to
little,
have it on.
A little local sports is all.
Okay, you want to turn the show into that? We can.
Well, just a segment.
Okay, I'll find out for you. This game.
I guess I could look that up.
This game last night, the Cubs, as of right now, Darren, I've got MLB on right now, and the oh wait. Was this from yesterday's game?
Could very well have been yesterday.
Oh, it must have been yesterday's game.
Because it looked like they're playing tonight at 6.
Well, yeah.
They did win that game. They won yesterday's.
Well, let me ask you this. The Cubs are they at home or are they on the road today?
That I don't know.
Well, could you find out?
Sure.
On that same device?
Mm-hmm.
Because
it looks like they're in Florida.
Florida? What team is that?
Looks like they're playing the Marlins.
Oh, I can't get this stupid thing to work. God. Who the hell are the Marlins?
I haven't watched that clip of the kid dancing with his shirt pulled up in a while, too.
That's the greatest.
It's
great to me that when I say Miami Marlins, you think of the maniac kid who's got to just gyrate and show you his chest.
That did me a lot of good.
Last night, Target Field in Minneapolis, the Blue Jays outfielder, Teosco Hernandez, thrown out at first after thinking his teammate had walked in the sixth. There were only three balls. And he's like, oh, that's a
I'm
walk.
Off. So he just wanders
just
away.
Wanders over.
Yeah.
Blue
you
Jays.
You must pay attention.
Yeah. Counting to four, I would think, if you're a baseball player, is really one of the more important skills.
Well,
having that
they
ability.
Also have it on the scoreboard, although they're not always right.
Well, you can't count on the scoreboard. It's true, especially if you're the visiting team.
Maybe have your own clicker.
Do you think there are guys
I bring that, my own clicker.
Do you think there are guys that do that?
Maybe.
This guy should, obviously.
A lot of times a base runner will put something in his hand to close his hand.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have a clicker.
Well, there is a lot of that, like in the outfield, where they're always telling each other, like, okay, that's two that's outs. Two, you got to do that thing with the horns.
Way, huh?
And yeah.
You can't just do this.
There's a lot of
you
that.
You can't do two.
They're constantly, yeah, right. You can't do peace.
You can't do Nixon.
No.
You've got to do Hook'em Horns.
Another
you have to do Ronnie James Dio. You can't do Nixon.
Right. I'm out here. Throw up the horns for Bevo. Uh-huh. I'm not doing a Winston Churchill walking out of the
right.
Yalta talks, for Christ's sakes. You want to get into the top five things?
Sure, let's do it. All right. Dave and Darren Top Five Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new location there in the Village of East Davenport at 2115 East 12th Street.
The Marlins?
Okay.
Who the hell are the Marlins?
Timely as always,
give us
thank
the tiny
you.
Little kid who pulls his shirt up when he sees him. Hey, look at this.
I like turtles.
Their bridal sale's going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350. Their large selection of GIA-certified loose diamonds. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time they help you find the perfect piece for you. Come in and see and feel the difference. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. They are locally owned and operated and open Tuesdays through Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Check them out at marysdiamondsjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. Also, if you're there, please mention Nacho Radio. When you make a purchase, you'll receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their cold turkey, slow-roasted homemade turkey, provolone cheese, Russian dressing, coleslaw, and mayo. And if you're looking for your food truck, if you're interested...
Oh, do we have some food truck news here?
Well, if you're interested in...
Food truck alert!
If you're interested in booking the Capriati's food truck for your private party, place of business, or event, call 563-284-2331 or email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com.
I do have a food truck alert. I thought
fantastic.
That's where you were going with this.
No, no.
Tomorrow, okay, so we're here on the Tuesday the 16th. Tomorrow is April the 17th, 2019.
Yes. Uh-huh.
The Capriati's food truck will be in Bettendorf at K&K Hardware.
Okay.
And then I believe it's Friday they're going to be at Lujak Luxury in Davenport. That'll also be from 11 to 1.
Both all of those details, are 11 to 1?
Yeah, all the details are on our Facebook, page. Along with a picture of the Capriati's food truck.
That's perfect. Well, mention Nacho Radio.
I'm happy to help.
If you're there. You know,
what am I? Hero? I don't know if I'm comfortable with that, but a lot of people are saying it.
Remember me as a hero. Mention Nacho Radio when you're at Capriati's, and you can get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
All right. You ready for the top five things?
I think I am.
Number
Why? What do you know?
Number one in our top five things is a little bit of a health tidbit here.
Mm-hmm. I guess I could use that.
Well, if you're somebody that holds in your gas, if you're what they call in the medical terms, if you call that a...
Percolation is important to
a
me.
A fart holder, you don't want to do that. An expert revealing that gas, if you hold in your farts, can get reabsorbed into your circulation, and you end up breathing the fart out of your mouth.
Tic-tac?
No thanks.
Fresh mouth?
No thanks. Yeah, if you hold in a fart to save face.
Well, see, that's the sort of thing that you should tell a kid.
Yes! Absolutely!
Are you holding in your farts?
Because yes, it's going to come out of your mouth.
It's going to make your breath stink.
Holding in a fart won't just leave you uncomfortable. It could end up in you breathing the fart out your mouth.
See, there's more scientific merit to that than the customer's always right. These are the sort of things we need to be telling people.
This I can prove with science.
Not what goes around comes around.
Professor of Nutrition and Dietetics says that the trapped fart could cause abdominal distension, with some of the gas reabsorbed into the circulation and exhaled out your breath. Holding on to farts too long means the buildup of intestinal gas will eventually escape via an uncontrollable fart. I mean, at some point you don't have a choice.
Right.
And it could lead to a condition called diverticulitis. So if you I've heard of people come down with diverticulitis.
Diverticulitis, sure.
These are people that held in their farts.
Don't do it.
I'm telling you, you can stop this.
I mean, you don't
nip have, it in the bud.
You don't have to play it off hardwood or anything, but
don't bounce it off the walls.
Yes, you don't have to turn it into a spectacle, but take care of it. Allow it to go.
All my life, I've always suspected that was true.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have incontrovertible scientific proof. Don't hold in a fart. It'll come out your mouth.
And your mouth will stink.
And that's the thing, too. It's not like you fart out your mouth. It just comes out. You don't have any control.
Fruit stripe?
I'd rather have fart mouth than put a fruit stripe in my mouth.
For the first couple seconds, it's pretty good.
That zebra tells a lie. Every time I put that fruit stripe in my mouth,
uh-huh.
It's the first 3 seconds, it's like, this is amazing.
This is now it's gone.
Now it's cardboard. Number two on the top five things, a guy in Korea has been acquitted.
Hamstring.
He's been acquitted on charges that he tried to avoid army service. You know, over there in Korea, the draft
army
is still...
Army service, sir!
The draft is still very much on over in South Korea.
Yeah.
You know, what with crazy little rocket man living across the border, waiting to shoot off rockets any chance he gets.
That would be a game changer.
Well, this guy decided that he didn't want to join the army. He's 22 years old. So he came up with a plan. He intentionally gorged himself on all of the fried chicken and booze that he possibly could before his physical to spend 2 years in the army. This guy is a soccer player in the English Premier League.
Huh.
Yeah. Sun Heung-min.
So isn't he...
Why? He entered a tournament knowing that without a gold medal, he'd have to surrender 21 months of his athletic career and 2 years of his new contract to South Korea's mandatory military service. Hmm.
So he's playing over in England.
Instead of... Yes, he plays in the Premier League.
Yes.
He's obviously very good. So instead of trying to do that...
I'll just a lot of chicken and booze.
I'll just eat so much chicken that when I go to my physical, they'll be like, we can't possibly take you.
Let me ask you this. When you got your draft notice, what was the first thing that popped into your mind?
How to get out of it. This 22-year-old has been accused
of not the only one.
Eating fried chicken in an attempt to gain so much weight that he would be declared unfit to serve. Both of them had no interest in serving in Korea.
No.
Although Larry went for a time.
Larry did go for a time.
And then was sent to
a
facility.
He was given a robe and...
spent a lot of time playing checkers.
And asked to not do that anymore.
Prosecutors there in Korea say this guy...
kind of like Sean Leary at the Dispatch.
Gorged himself on chicken and booze and made sure to slouch when his height was measured, ensuring that his body mass index would be even higher. You know, there are people that will fudge their height so that their BMI doesn't make them obese.
I'll tell you what, it's the complete opposite of your Ernest T. Bass, who was dying to get into the military.
All able-bodied men in South Korea between ages of 18 and 35
are
required to serve in the military for at least 21 months.
So you've got a window there. Boy, I guess you'd want to knock it out early, huh? You don't want to be doing that.
I 30, don't
33 years old.
I don't understand why you would give a window like that.
No.
You're just going to get a lot of guys doing it from 33 to 35.
Right.
Get me out of this house.
Well, that could be.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, we've got three kids. Uh-huh. Sorry, baby.
See ya.
Gotta go play Army Man now.
Mm-hmm.
South Korea needs me. Yeah, this is not the first guy who's tried to fried chicken his way out of conscription over there. In September, they say that they caught 12 college students sharing weight gain tips on social media before they had their military physicals. Some of them were just downing protein powders, and other ones were drinking thick aloe beverages.
How much weight do you think you could put on in a month, if that's what you were trying
if
to do?
If I had to?
Yeah. Not lose weight.
So if I, what am I, like, working out for a role or something? What am I, Christian Bale?
Whatever the reason being.
I bet I could gain, in a month?
Yes.
I bet I could throw 20 pounds on if I really had
to. That's a lot.
If I had to.
Yes.
Like,
that's a lot.
If you're saying, like, I have to gain 20 pounds
or
they're going to kill Anne Margaret, then I will eat chocolate chip cookie dough and drink.
They're not going to kill her, but they're going to slap her around.
I'm not on my watch.
Okay, good.
Anne Margaret is an American treasure.
Kitten with a whip.
Damn right.
20 pounds. That's a lot.
If I had to.
That's a lot.
You know what I'd be interested in is... I'd like to know what my record is. What have I put on in a month?
What is the record?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, I remember
there's got to be a few months that got away
from
you.
I remember being skinny my whole life.
Yeah.
And then fatso.
Yeah.
I don't remember, like, any middle
ground. I was a skinny kid.
Right?
Yeah, I was a skinny kid.
I was skinny up until my 20s, I think. Like, when you met me, I wasn't a fatso, was I?
No, you were skinny.
Right?
I would have been skinny.
But, like, you would have been there for the slow, gradual fatso-ness. But I don't remember there being a middle ground.
I remember being thin, and then I remember being fat.
I remember being in the middle.
There had to be some sort of apex month at some point.
I'd love to know what the record is.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I hope when you die.
I get personal records. I'd like to take a look at some personal records.
That's one of my wishes is when you die, you can go to a room and read a book about like stats on yourself. Like, how many times did I fart? Mm. How many cans of beer did I drink? How much time did I spend? Much time did I spend sleeping? Like total years.
Have you ever thought about, okay, if you were to get a check for all the money that you spent on beer,
mm-hmm.
what that check would look like?
all the money I spent on beer.
We're getting a new house.
Like for the last 30 years?
Every beer.
Yeah, but I wouldn't make that trade, though. Like, I see what you're saying.
I don't want to trade it. It would just be all of a sudden there's some sort of glitch in the system, and you're getting a rebate.
We've decided you shouldn't have been buying these. We feel bad charging you.
Something.
You've done so much for the industry,
Dave. There's some sort of change in the law, and you're getting a check.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
It would be sizable.
Yes.
We're talking stuff that I've purchased at stores, like off-premise beer and on-premise beer, like at bars and in my garage. Like every beer I've ever bought.
Sure.
See, I'd like to know what that number is.
Yeah.
When I go to the room that keeps all the stats on me when I'm dead. That's one of the things I'd be interested in knowing.
About that room, but yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean,
That'd be nice.
Right?
I mean, it would be a situation where it would, if all of a sudden they made this declaration that beer should have never been charged for beer, right, and you're getting your money back, and the look on my face mm-hmm. would be, obviously...
You won the Powerball.
Essentially. Whereas all you people who didn't drink any beer, you get nothing.
How is that fair?
How is that? You get nothing.
Where's my pound of flesh?
You get nothing. Tough. Tough, hard cheese is what I say. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. How about this? How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Gourmet hot, ice, and frozen beverages, as well as stuff that you can take home with you. Whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. I think we've got a new patron we need to look into. We will have a patron-only show later this week, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow-roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are linked or hand-pulled daily. Fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
And then take that money you save and give it to the kids for their beer money.
Well, Mom, you're getting a new house. Although...
Number three.
Although you don't really deserve it because you never drank.
Why am I giving this money to non-drinkers?
I won't do it.
Our next story takes place in Jackson, Mississippi. We got married in a fever. Right? Hotter than a pepper sprout, right? We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. Jackson, Mississippi. Is that the capital of Mississippi?
Might as well be. MD.
I'll let you in a little secret. I know I've talked about this on the past shows. I don't give a rat's ass about the American South. I refuse to learn their capitals.
Mm. Excellent.
I know Tallahassee is Florida's. I believe Augusta, Georgia's?
I think so.
Okay. There. I know two. Jackson, Mississippi? That sounds right.
Augusta, Georgia's?
I can't think
of
it.
Is that right?
Tupelo? Tupelo's not a
capital. No, Tupelo's Mississippi. Well, that's Elvis.
This is Mississippi. Yeah, Jackson, Mississippi.
Well, it doesn't matter. You're right.
We won the war. I shouldn't have to learn their capitals.
You're right. It doesn't matter.
Mystery mashed potatoes are popping up on people's porches all throughout this community, and the neighbors are very confused. Is it a prank?
Mm-hmm.
Have the potatoes been poisoned?
Right.
Who's leaving these front porch potatoes for people? Why this side dish? Why randomly just put mashed potatoes on people's...
Why this Zeke Mac on your poach?
Mm.
Now it's so sticky.
Now that was... Where was that? That wasn't Mississippi.
I don't know.
That was Biloxi.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, that's Mississippi.
Okay. Is Biloxi the capital of Mississippi?
No.
We're a couple of Yankees who don't know Southern geography. Do you know, or are you guessing?
No. If I had to make a guess, I would say Jackson, Mississippi.
I would guess Biloxi.
No, that's wrong. Although I'm not belly button piercing sure.
One of the neighbors there says, this neighborhood does a lot of quirky things. We decorate road signs. We put Christmas trees in our potholes. So it's not surprising at all.
You do what to the potholes?
Put Christmas trees in our potholes.
Well, that's stupid.
People have found mashed potatoes on their mailboxes and on their cars. They don't know if someone is playing a prank.
People are putting Christmas trees in the middle of the street? How is that helpful?
It's not.
You people should be locked up.
It's not helpful. The capital of Mississippi, Darren, is Jackson.
Okay.
You were correct this entire time.
What about Georgia? Did you have that right with Augusta?
I think it's Augusta.
Augusta. Or are you just thinking about the Masters? Augusta.
No, I think... Am I wrong about that? Or is Atlanta the capital? Atlanta's the capital of Georgia.
That's what I would have went with.
Jeez. It seemed too easy. Too obvious that they would make it Atlanta.
Well, some of the capitals are not obvious.
Yeah, that's what drives me crazy. Uh-huh. You would think the capital...
You could make capitals obvious. They're not all obvious.
Yeah, that's what throws me sometimes with state capitals.
Yeah.
Like, you think...
Well, you're not in fourth grade. They're not asking you to figure out what they are. That's not something you're learning right now.
Okay.
So I'll give you a bit of a break.
I know a lot of you are reaching out to the text line at 470-23-NACHO.
To do what? Complain?
I know you're all making your little cracks about my 85 percentile. I know 85% of the state capitals. I know all of the northern capitals. I know the good guys, the people that win wars, all right? I know all of those. I don't know the traitors. The treasonous traitors, I don't really spend a lot of time on them.
Listen, you're preaching to the choir, man.
You know, I'm glad that I am, because ridiculous.
Four.
Yet again, another year where the South has not risen.
The South's going to do it again. You didn't do it the first time, you hillbillies. South's going to do it again. Hey, speaking of Freebird and the American South, this story comes to us from America's Wang.
Florida.
So this guy had to have a large flightless bird for a pet.
I want a bird, but I want one that can't fly away from me.
Yes.
Oh, brother.
Large flightless bird that is native to Australia and New Guinea.
Oh, I heard about this.
Killed its Florida owner when it attacked him after he fell.
Yes.
So this looks like basically like an ostrich and a chicken had a baby is what this thing looks like.
Yeah.
And the fire department in Gainesville says that a cassowary killed this guy on his property near Gainesville.
You darn
likely
right,
using its long claws. I bet that's a fun way to die. Mm. The big, giant, stupid bird you had to have clawing you to death.
And just staring you in the eyes.
The victim was apparently breeding the birds. Now,
wait a minute.
With each other or with himself?
Yeah, right.
Because in that case, I say justifiable homicide.
Self-defense.
The deputy down there says, it looks like it was accidental. My understanding is the gentleman was in the vicinity of the bird and at some point fell, and when he fell, he was attacked. Cassowaries are like emus.
Mm-hmm.
These things are 6 feet tall and can weigh 130 pounds, with black body feathers and bright blue heads and necks.
They're killing machines.
They are called by the San Diego Zoo's
the
website...
The most dangerous bird in the world.
The most dangerous bird on planet Earth.
Right.
With 4-inch dagger-like claws on each foot.
And that's what you need to have.
It says here on the San Diego Zoo website, the cassowary can slice open any predator or potential threat with a single swift kick. Powerful legs help it run 31 miles per hour through dense forest underbrush.
That's what I want for Christmas.
They're not raised for food in the United States, but they are sought after by collectors. If you're someone that collects birds like this, we don't need any more of you. I'm sorry this happened, dude,
I'm
not sorry.
I don't want you moving in next to me.
Can you imagine? This guy's your neighbor? Yeah, I got a murder bird. I'm hoping to get a whole bunch more murder birds.
Yeah, and they make a lot of noise, too.
I bet they do.
I bet they do as well.
That's not something I want.
Five.
Number five.
Great. You have my fence taken down, and now you have one of these things. You guys are not great neighbors.
Finally, Chinese internet users have found a new way to lose weight fast on the internet. The idea is this. You pay people to eat the food that you want to eat, and then you watch them, and they describe the flavors to you.
Well, that's one way to put some additional weight on.
Right, but the idea is you're losing weight. This is how this works, okay?
I know what it tastes like.
I want a deep dish pizza, but yes. I really am trying to watch my carbs.
But I want to watch you eat it.
I'm going to pay you to eat it and then describe what's going on as you eat it.
Is the girl hot?
I don't think it's about that. I don't think
I want the girl to be hot.
We're not asking her to sit in the deep dish pizza. This is just something online entrepreneurs in China have done.
Mm.
Secondhand tastings of their favorite foods.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to satisfy me.
Well, it would be a good job to have if you were the guy that had to eat the food
camera. Sure, especially if you're trying to put weight on.
But you're right, though. I would just assume that whoever was watching was just spanking it to me eating pizza, right? Why would someone want me to describe what things taste like?
I don't need anyone looking at me for any reasons.
Well, there are entrepreneurs in China who are making a fortune on this.
Well,
that's the thing about living in a country with a billion people. Mm. Imagine how many dummies there are. You know what I'm saying? If you got a billion people,
yeah.
10%, let's say, are dummies.
10?
Let's say.
10?
Well, I'm just saying.
Oh, brother.
I'm trying to be kind here.
You don't have to be.
That's right. They can't hear the show over there.
85%.
Well, that if you got a billion people, how many suckers do you have?
A lot.
And there are people, too, that are not really
paying attention,
wise to the ways of the world, because they haven't been allowed to be participants in it until very recently. Yeah. And even then, they don't know. Like, there's so many scams that have never been done over there. Mm-hmm. You could go to China and make so much money,
because
mm-hmm. These people don't know from scams.
You know how many bags of flaming poop you could light?
Right. Like, I could be the guy. I could
forget
be the
about
guy.
Mashed potatoes.
Over there, they could call the game Three Card Dave. I introduced them to Three Card Monty.
Mm-hmm.
And just make a fortune.
Well, there you go.
Look,
you got a backup plan. No,
it was weird because the guy in front of me was winning all this money, and then I played and I lost a bunch. Yeah, well, that's Three Card Dave. Thanks so much, Sing Sing. Well, Sing Sing's a panda, but...
But you're trying to bilk pandas?
I don't know. How much dough do they got on them?
They don't have pockets. Do they?
You can't pick a panda's pocket.
Can you?
I don't think so.
I mean,
so.
A kangaroo, I get it. I can see where they might actually have a wallet. But a panda?
We're going to do a patron-only show later on this week.
We're looking at, it's not tomorrow, but it's either Thursday or Friday. We'll give you a heads up.
Yeah, we'll let you know on the social media.
What are you, a cop? The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue in Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Having a get-together, let Capriati's do all the work for groups of all sizes, whether it's a picnic, birthday party, a tailgate, graduation, office meeting, or corporate event. Capriati's is sure to be a hit. Capriati's makes those extraordinary party trays and big box lunches and subs and salads. And so much more. Like them on Facebook. They're open 7 days a week. Don't forget, any time is a good time to get Capriati's gift cards because everybody loves Capriati's. And be sure to mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. Thanks to everyone for listening. Thanks for being a patron. If you'd like to become a patron, you can do so at the website.
Nachoradio.com.
And then we'll have the patron-only show later this week.
All right, until we get a chance to do it for you then, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
That's enough. Thank you. Thank you very much.